This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Maybe you're good-looking, so always looking for and finding the good. And you've tuned in because you care about the most in the entire world about one person and one person only. And it's great. And that person is you, Y-O-U. And when you do that, you've tuned in to the Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, because you know that on this show, we discuss the 3 fundamentals of life. And the 3 fundamentals will enable you to be happier, healthier, and wealthier. And then you'll become the best you possible. That's great, because being the best you, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. Now, the first fundamental of life is life has purpose. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number 2 happens. In this case, a good number 2. You go MAD. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for Make a Difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Simple example. I ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, let's say it has to do with the internet. Now, factually speaking, they're correct. In our world, however, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And what is the word, right? W-H-A-T-A. And of course, a big tip of the hat and a thank you to Louis Armstrong Satchmo for enabling that song, What a Wonderful World, to go viral. And not just touch tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. Whenever you hear the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, what do you do right away? You can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you can ever integrate, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. That's right, seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I'll tell you a quick story. I do a lot of in-person events and obviously on the web and et cetera. And recently I did an event with 1,127 people. And it was really great, high energy, lots of hugging and things like that. I'm telling the story about Barry Shore. I'm talking about seeing miracles in life every day. And some people raise their hands and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been out for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask you, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I can barely do that. Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. And what's the proof? Simplest proof. 1 million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're listening to this or watching it, you didn't. Therefore, you have an obligation to live life to the full. Let me share with you a quick story. It's about me. Imagine if you can, standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed from my neck down. And it was not from an automobile accident, not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease, which I never heard of the day before. It took over my body and rendered me a quadriplegic. Nothing in the body moved. I could only communicate by blinking my eyes. I was 144 days in the hospital. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today I am able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand. So I'm a triped, not a biped. I can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I've helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purple, so powerful and pleasant, all because one word, smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I got to tell you a cute story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? I thought about it. smile, sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of an 8-year-old, what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world she wants to live in. Now, CREATE is a wonderful acronym. It stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. You're going to hear about rethinking with our amazing, wonderful friend and pit master, Harry Sue, in just a few moments. But the idea of thinking differently really creates for you the ability to shift your perspective. Now, I got to tell you, I've been working with people for more than 4.5 decades. And when I first start working with people, most of the time they drop the F in shift and the other stuff happens. So you're going to be effing careful with your Fs. You want to shift your perspective just a little bit. And guess what happens? You'll be able to utilize, internalize, and leverage the 6 most important words you'll ever learn. And they are choice. Not chance determines your destiny. That's right. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you choose to respond in any given situation will determine not only the pathway of your life, but the trajectory. Now, before we bring on Harry, I just want to warn everybody in advance. I do use a lot of 4-letter words. I even use the 4-letter F-U word because of the shock value and it's fun. Now, of course, the 4-letter words that we use, because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are love, life, hope, free, gift, play, pray, swim. And the 4-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, that's right. F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, you see your family and friends want you to point your finger, have a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face. Remember, it stands for, say, F-U, everybody. But remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. Where'd you get that? I listened to Barry Shore on The Joy of Living, and he wants to teach the world to F-U. And then you have the opportunity to talk to them about what we're going to learn today with wonderful Harry. And you're going to be just so happy that you've been here. You know, Harry is H-A-R-R-Y, and happy is H-A-P-P-R-Y. So P comes before the R, and that's what you're going to be, happy and Harry. So before we bring on Harry, I just want to urge everybody, as we usually do every show, and thank you for continuing to urge your family and friends to join the show. And this, thank God, by the time we bring on Harry, we'll have more than 380,000 people around the world. I urge everybody, share this with 5 people. That's it, 5 people. You want to do 50 or 100, it's up to you. But at least 5 so we can touch 1.5 million people around the world. So I urge everybody to use the 2 most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day from now on the rest of your life. Because you do, you'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier. What are these 2 words? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and nurture kindness. To harmonize and nurture kindness. Imagine you walk into your coffee shop, you order your fancy latte, and you sit down, somebody brings it, you say, thank you. Walk into the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, you sit down, a few minutes go by, nobody brings it. You go to the counter and say, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're busy. You bring it to you, sit down, a couple of minutes go by, somebody brings it, you still say, thank you. You walk out of the coffee shop, it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining and somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're in traffic. You're late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. Get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and nurture kindness. Kind is a fabulous word and stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I can't think of anybody that inspires noble deeds and great taste in life than our dear, wonderful Harry Sue. Harry, please say hello to 380,922 people around the world.
Hey, Barry. Happy to be here and on your Joy of Living show.
Thank you. Wonderful. Harry, when was the last time somebody said F you to you and you laughed?
Well, now that I know the true meaning of F you, I'm all on board.
Okay, so I'm going to just, if I told everybody all the things about Harry Sue, it would take the rest of the show. So I'm just going to highlight three things. Number one, and not actually in this order, but one of the three things is Harry Sue is a pit master. And I don't mean in the pit with bulldogs, and I don't mean in the pit of the trading floor of the Chicago Exchange. I mean, he's a pit master. He's a barbecue expert who knows how to make that grill sizzle in such a way that your mouth is watering even just thinking about it. That's one of the things. Also, Harry is an IT nerd. And Harry worked for the Department of Water in Southern California for almost three decades. And it was his responsibility, along with other people on his team, to bring potable water to 20 million people. Think about that. That's a big gig. So that's Harry's life. He does everything in a big way. And everything he does is with excellence and with caring. And he really is one of the most giving people I've ever had the pleasure of interacting with. So we're just going to jump right in and talk about the great questions of life, the three W's, what I call them. Why am I here? And now that I know why I'm here, what am I supposed to do? And what am I supposed to do with it? So Harry, let's just jump right in and talk about one of them. What is the meaning of life?
Wow, that is a really big way to start a conversation, Barry. You know, folks should know that a couple of days ago, I didn't know who you were. So maybe a little backstory is appropriate. I am a barbecue pit master based in Los Angeles, and I'm a totally accidental pit master because I have no business cooking barbecue. As Barry mentioned, I have been involved in building computer data centers, software, hardware for about three decades. And a couple of years ago, I retired. But what is more interesting is that about a dozen years ago, there was a movie called The Bucket List. And in that movie, we had Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson showcase how important it is in life to do all the things that you need to do, because life is brief. You must live it with intensity. A few of my coworkers challenged all of us to do a bucket list. And one of my bucket list items was to compete in a barbecue contest because I enjoy bringing food to work. And lo and behold, I went to one contest in Palm Springs and I actually won it, just completely outside the comfort zone of what I'm used to doing. I'm a typically very introverted person who likes to stay in a back room and not talk to anybody and do my job. And that has propelled me onto over a decade long journey around the world, visiting many countries, talking to people of all different cultures, traditions, persuasions, in the pursuit of spreading something I call barbecue love.
BBQ love, baby.
And since I retired, I have been able to dedicate the rest of my life to forwarding the concept of barbecue love and focusing on three main objectives.
So before you go to those three objectives, I want to unpack a few things here. So I want to urge everybody to understand, Harry mentioned a movie called The Bucket List. And if you're not familiar with the concept, it's good to Google it quickly, because we have people all over the world, different cultures. But again, as he said, bucket list means living life with intensity, because life is brief. No matter if you're living for 50 years, 80 years, 110 years, it's still brief compared to eternity. That's number one. Number two is the ability to get out of one's comfort zone is the hallmark of living well. And we talk on this show a lot about acronyms. The acronym for JOY is, you're going to love this, Harry, Journey of You, J-O-Y, Journey of You. So when you were challenged by the people at work with your bucket list, and one of them was to do some stand-up comedy, certainly out of your comfort zone, and the other was to compete in a barbecue contest, because, hey, you dabbled, you liked it, and you went, and the story unfolds, I won! And by the way, even if you hadn't won first prize, it wouldn't have mattered, because you were now in a stream of goodness. You see, once you get involved and you were touched by barbecue love, it has to happen, because love is a wonderful word, Harry, that stands for living on vibrant energy. Living on vibrant energy. So now let's continue and unpack the three things that you want to share with us about barbecue love.
All right. So the idea that I had was that you really need to live life to the maximum and pursue all your goals and do not could have, would have, and should have. What I learned from the bucket list movie with my coworkers who forced me to do something uncomfortable is that you really need to learn how to not be afraid to make a fool of yourself. Okay. So what long story short is I decided that I would fulfill the bucket list at work. And I brought in the application form to show my coworkers, saying, hey, you know, guys, you forced me into being uncomfortable to do a bucket list, which I never want to do. I'm going to cook one contest in Los Angeles, and I brought in the application form, and they looked at the application form and they said, what did you call your team name? I said, well, I called it the bucket list because it's going to be a one-time throwaway name. I'm never going to use it again. And they said, no, let's have fun with you, Harry. Let's come up with a funky, funny name so that you can go out and have fun. And my coworker, one of them is from the South, and she told me, Jenny said, hey, Harry, in the South, when you eat something you really like, you want to go slap somebody. And since you're a daddy, why don't we call it Slap Your Daddy? So my first reaction was, that is the stupidest name on earth. Why would anybody
want to call it Slap Your Daddy? Wait a minute. I want to share with everybody. The name is Slap Yo Daddy. Slap Yo Daddy. It is a great, funky, dumb name.
And I told them that, you know, I'm just going to go and do one contest. I'm never, ever going to use it again. So I'm not really worried because I'm just going to be a nobody. I'll just pack my bag, pack my little minivan and go out and cook a contest just to get you off my back to complete the bucket list item. And lo and behold, guess what? I have a Cinderella story to tell everyone on the show. I actually won the contest just completely out of the blue, just complete fish out of water. And the next thing I know, about a few months later, I end up on a national TV show called Barbecue Pitmasters. And I had no idea that they would cast me on a show with three world champions. Now, I didn't know that when I got on the show. So I went back to work and I scolded my coworkers. Look at what you guys did. I won a contest and all of a sudden I get a phone call from someone who is a TV producer. And I thought it was a prank, because he called me in the middle of a contest. And I thought he was one of my other competitors trying to prank me, to try to get me disqualified for the entry. But I found out that he was a legitimate person and a producer. And 2 days later, a pile of paper, 2 inches thick, a contract showed up from Discovery Channel. And I went back to work and I scolded my coworkers. Look at what you guys did. I'm just an IT nerd. And you guys got me into this crazy bucket list. And now I won a contest and I won a few contests. And all of a sudden, this guy wants to put me on a TV show. And I've never been on a TV show. I wouldn't know what to do. And my coworkers told me, Harry, what is the worst thing that can happen to you is you go on national TV and you make a total fool of yourself. Right. So I thought to myself, okay, if that's the worst thing that can happen, I'm just going to go with my heart, not with my brain. And I want to mention to your viewers that sometimes in life, you have to live your life from your heart, not from your brain. Because the same wisdom that teaches a salmon to swim up to the stream 900 miles to where he was born, the same wisdom that allows a turtle without GPS and an iPhone to go back to the beach where he was born, is because we are born with an inner knowledge and wisdom of this world we live in, or this universe, whether it's the metaphysical or the physical. And sometimes in life, you have to discard this brain of yours and follow your heart.
So So let me share with you. Let me share with you, wonderful Harry Hart. Hart is a great acronym that stands for helping everyone achieve remarkable transformation.
Cardiologists will tell you that your body produces electricity, and the organs that produce electricity include the heart and the brain. But you will know that the heart produces 20 times more electrical energy than the brain. So there's some wisdom in the thought when they say, when you do things, do it from the heart. Love comes from the heart. You notice that there's no love symbol from the brain.
And I'll tell you, there are three brains that everybody has, and then we're going to take a break. We have a brain called this in the head. You have a brain in the heart. It's a brain. And the third brain is what we're going to talk about when we come back. It's the tummy. It's called barbecue love, baby. So we're going to take a short break. We have sponsors that we love. We vet them. And we urge you to consider using them because they're wonderful. They wouldn't be on the show. We'll be right back after this brief message. There's more Harry Hart on the other side of this message. Don't go away.
What if you could shop at your favorite local stores, swipe your current credit card, and get extra cashback rewards? And what if you could also have donations sent to your favorite cause at no extra cost to you? What if this amazing program was absolutely free and very simple to set up? Well, What If is here. Welcome to Einstein Cares, where your everyday shopping gives you and your favorite cause extra money. It's fast, it's easy, and effortless.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good looking people. Maybe good looking, she's always looking for and finding the good. We found good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with good. His name is Harry Soo, S-O-O, and he is a pit master. That means barbecue love, baby. And he's doing it now for a decade, and he just gets better and better. And he has two partners that he works with in tandem to create some of the most tasty, some of the most wonderful, some of the most compelling food products that you could ever want to eat. And in addition, an entire array of the best grills anywhere in the world. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now, I want to continue this great story of using your heart and electricity. And that's one of your brains. The other brain's in your head. And the third brain is in your tummy, isn't it, Harry? So talk about what you do as a pit master and the brain in the tummy.
Absolutely. I think that in life, right, I've refocused my chapter after my professional job into doing barbecue philanthropy. And people go through life in different phases. When you are in phase one, you are between, say, 20 to 40. You should learn from as many masters as you can after you finish school. When you are in the second phase, from 40 to 60, you could really be the best you can be by taking what you learned in phase one and be the best friend, be the best father, be the best sister, be the best worker, be the best engineer, be the best accountant. But when you hit 60 like me, after you go to phase three, your role is to give it all away. So for the past dozen years or so, I've taken my success on the competition circuit, having won first place USA awards, 100 plus first place awards, winning national awards from the Kansas City Barbecue Society, and turned that into barbecue philanthropy by going online and having 300,000 followers on all the social media, posting 800 recipes and videos that have a blend of not just cooking, but also what I call barbecue wisdom combined with life wisdom, where I cook, I talk about the food, but I talk about the infusion of how to bring in some barbecue wisdom and some barbecue and life wisdom. Such as when I cook, I always teach people that I'm here to do just three things. I'm here to serve you, I'm here to feed you, and I'm here to love you. And I've been passing the message across the world for a dozen years, being in headlining trade shows in Germany, to Panama, to Australia. And I just live the blessed life being able to go around the world, do what I love doing, and sharing the message that we all need to learn how to appreciate each other, because there's 8 billion of us Homo sapiens on Earth. And because I work in computers, I realized that our technological advancement in terms of weapons of mass destruction, artificial intelligence, machine learning, biotechnology, that has been exponentially growing, but our ethics, our moral, our common sense hasn't progressed at the same pace, which is to me extremely scary, because I think that Barry, you and I have a mission in this world. We need to remind everyone that there is goodness in all of us, there is tolerance in all of us, there is love in all of us, that we don't need to be polarized in this world. And I always tell people, in the barbecue world, it's a microcosm of the bigger world, because people have arguments with me online all the time, whether I cook a brisket fat side down or fat side up. And I always tell people, in life, you gotta approach life like a brisket. It's irrelevant whether you cook the brisket fat up or fat down, so long as you have joy in cooking food.
Wait a minute, did you say joy in cooking
absolutely.
Food?
Absolutely. The idea is that you live such a brief life, you should just have joy in everything you do or touch. Always be in the moment. Don't think about what happened half an hour ago. Don't even think about what's going to happen half an hour from now. Every moment is a perfect moment. In this moment, Barry and I are having a conversation. If I'm not thinking about what I have to say next and what I've said 30 seconds ago, Barry and I are having just beautiful moment that we are enjoying together. And that's really what life is about, treasuring and really knowing how to appreciate every single moment that you are alive, because you have 39 trillion cells in your body spread across 80 different organs. They are all talking to each other. They are all behaving with such beautiful, miraculous love and harmony that you don't even realize. The fact that I'm talking now and you can hear what I'm saying, you can understand and appreciate my words, it means that those 39 trillion beings in you are working together without you even realizing that. So to me, the first thing you need to do is show gratitude that you have this wonderful miracle called you that's out there and it's working. Because when it stops working, you'll know right away, as Barry in his life story, how fragile we are. So we are not invincible beings. We are just fragile beings. So we should always nurture and reinforce and culture our well-being.
So let's unpack some important points that you mentioned here. On this last one, there's a great line that I learned from my father many, many years ago. And he said, my dear beloved son, used to love saying that to me, life is fragile. Handle with prayer. Prayer is one of the most remarkably powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant things that anybody could be engaged in. You want to use the term God, whatever term you want to use, but prayer, the ability to recognize that there's something beyond you, the immediate you, and touch another human being like we're doing right now. Harry and Barry are embracing right now. You can feel it. You can sense it. We're embracing around this wonderful world that we call service, feeding people, and love. And feeding, by the way, happens in many different aspects. We're feeding the brain right now. We're feeding the heart. Harry, when he goes out to his contest, he feeds the tummy. But the tummy is the connectivity to the whole being. When the tummy is feeling good, people can now sit back and say, well, let's talk about life. Because what's better than slap yo daddy barbecue? So let's, I love this interesting perspective that you've brought here, that yes, we are in a technologically advancing society. So we think. And yet it seems inversely proportional to the human condition. See, as you mentioned, one of the things we want to do is we love the advances in technology. We urge, we beg, we plead, we encourage everybody who's listening, because you're all part of this community called the Joy of Living podcast. Everything you want to know about Harry and what he's doing with the Pitmaster and with his grills and such, it's all at my website. Just go to barryshore.com, BarryShore, barryshore.com. Everything about Harry and his partners is going to be there, and it's wonderful. It just keeps unfolding. What we want to do is we want to reduce that inverse proportion and keep them both accelerating. The greater technological advances should also, for everybody listening to this show, because you tuned in purposely, consciously, and conscientiously, remember, you're conscious and conscientious about living life to the full in goodness, life, love, and gratitude, then we can keep that parallel course. And when technological advances occur and the human condition advances and occurs, guess what happens? We create harmony. Just like as Harry said, if you have these trillions of cells in the body happening in harmony, it can happen one to another, to another, to another. Wonderful, Harry. These two words that I just mentioned, love and gratitude, to me are the foundations of a great life. So I'm going to ask you, now that we're talking about the meaning of life, why are we here? Why are we here, Harry?
I think that the answer to that question can be found on two different swings of the pendulum. Going back 5,000 years and studying the spiritual traditions of the world, listening to the mystics, and then swinging the other way and listening to what the physicists and quantum mechanics and astronomers have to say, that who are you and why you are here? And we live such a brief existence, and there's always a start and an end to a Homo sapien or human being's life. But I tend to believe that from the day of the Big Bang and the formation of this universe 13.8 billion years ago to the formation of Earth 4 billion years ago to the evolution of our species has only been around for a very short period of time. And what is the purpose that we're here? So my conclusion, to kind of summarize, and I'll just say one sentence and we can probably spend 3 hours talking about that, is I believe that we are nothing more than spiritual entities having a temporary human existence. I'm testimony of that because I didn't reach Satori until I was age 50 in the world of cooking. I did a normal life, went to college, got a degree from Texas Tech, got a master's degree from Cal Poly Pomona, became a very accomplished IT professional for the first 50 years of my life. And one day, just because of a random movie called The Bucket List, I embarked on another chapter that opened my eyes to really what the true meaning of life is here. The true meaning of life is really not about how happy you are, but it's really about how happy other people are because of you. So I'm a happy person by nature, a positive person by nature, but I'm happiest when I'm able to help other people rise because I was part of their journey. And I have been blessed and fortunate and so grateful that for the past dozen or so years, I have been able to accomplish that through the world of cooking and barbecue, where I want to serve you and I want to feed you and I want to love you.
So there are a few things that I believe are of a higher conscious existence than providing food for people. Cooking, in my humble opinion, whether it's barbecue or any other form of cooking, is a spiritual experience. And the ability to serve cooked food with other people, even again, if it's only raw, it doesn't matter. I mean, the point of preparing food and sharing it with other people. SHARE is a wonderful acronym. It stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. That's what food really is. Food is actually, as I said, a spiritual experience. And if you look at food from, as you said, wonderful Harry, going, we won't call it back in time, because time, according to the quantum physics, is a It's a warp that's always here. There's no such thing as 5,000 years ago or 5,000 years hence. It's all at the same moment. And we are in that constant evolving process of being able to understand that the self has two levels, as you mentioned. One is the lower self and the higher self. The lower self, for want of a better term, we call it as an acronym, seeking excitement, losing focus. That's what people who are in the lower self, they're always rushing around trying to find more excitement, losing focus because they don't have a particular goal. Now, you said you had a great career. You were very goal-oriented. You were very focused on your particular profession as an IT professional and working with a team that helped provide water. Hello. You know, it's interesting that you're in the cooking field now because cooking and water are inextricably linked. Inextricably linked, Harry. They had to happen together. If you were in water, you thought you were in IT. You really were in IT only to provide water. I mean, I'm making that statement at the moment. So water and food go together. So the ability to be a higher self is now recognizing that you're a soul experiencing life fully. And when you're a higher self, you're a soul, you can now provide, as you said, these three magnificent pieces of a triangle, which, as you know better than almost anybody, that's the foundation of life. The most stable element in the universe is a triangle, right? Three points: to serve, to feed, and to love. It's absolutely wonderful. The only way you're going to slap your daddy is when you serve, you feed, and you love. So let's talk a little bit more about deeply involved in your competitions. And I don't even like using the term competition. Your love affair of showing up at places and barbecuing and speaking about it. And I can hear the grill, the sound, right? The sizzle and the smell. And again, whether it's, like you said, fat side up, fat side down. So what's the difference? You're there to serve, feed, and love. I want to hear one or two experiences, please.
I think that the world of competitive cooking merely fulfills a desire in all human beings for self-validation. I always tell people that there are different kinds of love in this world. And one of the loves that you should know how to cultivate, foster, and manage is something the Greeks call philousia. Philousia is self-love. And it's very important for you to have a good sense of self-esteem, your self-worth, so that you can go through life with your head held high and not be trodden on by other human beings. At the same time, philousia has a dark side. The dark side is too much self-love and you become narcissistic. So when you cook barbecue in a competition, you're up against 100 teams, maybe at a contest. And some of these teams are some of the best in the world. And I've been blessed and fortunate to be able to make it to first place USA. So in that journey of what I call ego, it's tempered by the understanding of something I call self-realization, followed by self-actualization. You need to learn how to think about thinking, which is something I learned in my barbecue journey. That if I want to go to a contest and I want to crush Barry and I want to beat him in the contest, not only that, but I want to grind Barry's bones into dust. Now, when I come back from the contest and I think about the way I think, then it allows me to realize that that form of thinking is not exactly extremely healthy. It's not good for me to develop my own potential. So I urge most people who are listening to this podcast who learned the lesson I learned is spend a little bit more time reflecting. Spend a little bit more time in quiet meditation to think about the way you think and ask yourself questions like, why did I create that emotion why did I think that way? I'll give you a very simple example. I'm driving in Los Angeles and I see a homeless person. And I go through the thought process of the emotions, the feeling, and the sensation I feel seeing the homeless person. And I ask myself, I need to think about that a little bit, because my perception of that homeless person changes depending on whom that homeless person is, whether they are a certain gender, they are a certain dress, they are a certain orientation, they are a certain skin color. And it forces me to go through a personal development process of self-realization that, why am I thinking this way? When I saw that person because of the way they looked, why did I think this way? And why did my emotional brain, my limbic system, my cerebral cortex, and my brainstem make me think that way? So that allows me to realize that, hey, you need to correct yourself, because that thought process is unhealthy and is racist and is biased. So I urge more people to think about thinking, think about how certain events in life trigger emotion, and to analyze the emotion. And you can also do that without having to pay a therapist $200 an hour.
On that wonderful, delightful note, we're going to go to a break. Again, we love our sponsors because they love us, and we wouldn't have them if they didn't think we were worthy of your time and attention. We'll be right back after this brief message. Guess what? There's more Harry on the other side of this. Don't go away. Opportunity. What an opportunity. I'm going to use 2 four-letter words right now. Free gift. Free gift. Yes, you can have a copy of my best-selling book, The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy, the ebook version, for absolutely free. All you have to do is send an email to me, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at barryshore.com. And in the heading, the subject line, just write, free gift. It's as easy as that. This is a life-changing, life-enhancing opportunity. Barry at barryshore.com. You'll be glad you did. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Free gift. Do it now. Take the action. Make it happen right now. Best wishes. Bye. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking. Joe was looking for and finding the good. We found good in abundance in a most remarkable person. His name is Harry Soo, S-O-O. We've been discussing about why you're here, about service, about feeding, about love, about barbecue. And imagine all of this came about because of Harry getting in out of his comfort zone and experimenting and doing something in an area that, okay, let me try, barbecue competition. And now he's one of the most accomplished and famous pit masters in the world. And what he does is shares barbecue philanthropy and philosophy. This is the best part for me personally, Harry. When you mentioned now about thinking and that constant, continuous, cheerful process of self-actualization and self-realization. I want to talk to you about something that's really beyond the pale for the moment, excuse the pun. Where do you think you go when you physically leave this earth, when what we call die?
I will be honest with you, I don't know, but I have some theories.
Well, I was hoping you would say that you do know, but the fact you don't doesn't mean anything other than you're human. Okay, you don't know, but your thoughts are?
My basis is on what I have learned, and I mentioned to you earlier about how if you go back 5,000 years, the mystics have one story to tell you about where you go. The religious traditions of the world today have their stories to tell you about where you're going. If you speak to a quantum physicist, he or she will have a story to tell you about where you're going. And some people believe that we are here merely as another version of ourselves. As you said earlier, Einstein said that time is relative. and there's a multi-dimensional time, depending on who you talk to. And I don't really know where life has been, but what I do know from my own personal experience is when I do things in my current life, in this body, in this being, in this geographic location, in this particular solar system, in this galaxy, in this universe, I sometimes feel that I've done this before. And I look around me and I see what I call life scripts being served. So what is a life script? A life script is when you observe situations around you where people constantly are exposed to the same challenges that they keep getting. I'll give you an example. If you have a friend who maybe suffers from alcohol addiction, sometimes you'll notice that their children and their family all have the same challenge. If you see someone who usually has relationship issues and you see that that person has people around them who has relationship issues. So I believe that we're here in life to learn a lesson. And this life script will be served to you again and again until you learn your lesson. And I think that people always wonder, why does this thing keep happening to me? It's because you haven't learned your lesson. So I believe that where you go is, I don't know, but I do know why you're here. You're here to learn a lesson, to elevate your energy. You can call it spiritual, you can call it quantum, you can call it anything you want. You can call it your heart energy, you can call it your intellectual energy, your emotional energy. But I believe that you are here to become and cultivate a better version of yourself. So I always tell people, when you go to bed at night, ask yourself the question, when I go to bed tonight, am I grateful for the day that I had to spend in this body? Did I learn something during the day? Am I a better person when I go to bed than I was when I woke up in the morning? If the answer is no, then make a strong statement. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, you do better.
And the answer is a resounding yes, because we have Harry with us. And life, Harry, is a wonderful acronym. It stands for living inspirationally for eternity. And the genius of that is to have a small shift in perspective to understand what life and things that are happening, not to you, but for you. When you can shift from the two to four, isn't that interesting? It almost sounds like numbers from TW, from two, but not life is happening to me, but for me. You can learn the lesson. Wonderful, Harry Sue. I am just so delighted that we are together. I have three quick questions for you, wonderful Harry, as we come to our time together in coming to a close. You ready for these three questions?
Please.
Number one, will you come back again?
Well, anytime, Barry. It's been a pleasure talking to you. You are a great conversationalist. And I always tell people that great minds talk about concepts and strategies. The average mind talks about events and the simple mind talk about people. So you and I are having a conversation that is on another level. And I really appreciate you for that, Barry.
Thank you, Harry. Okay, second question, Harry Sue. You have 80 seconds only to answer this. What is your most fervent desire?
Oh, my fervent desire is to basically do barbecue philanthropy, spread barbecue love, make a difference in other people's life, because I'm happiest when I'm part of other people's journey, and to feed, to love, and to serve you.
Harry is a madman making a difference. Okay, the third question. May I give you a hug in front of 386,911 people around the world?
Absolutely, Barry.
Okay, let me tell you what hug stands for, Harry. Ready? Heartfelt, unlimited giving. Wow. Heartfelt, unlimited giving. One, two, three. And you are listening to the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore, and our amazing, wonderful, dear friend and guest, Harry Sue. And you've been listening to this show for one reason only, because you care the most in the entire world about you becoming the best you possible, as Harry's mentioned. When you're the best you, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world, because we work on the three fundamentals. Number one, life. Your life has purpose. And number two, you lead a purpose-driven life. You go mad. You make a difference like Harry does, and you do in this world. And number three, to unlock the power and the sequence of everyday words and terms like WWW, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, like Harry says, enabling all to excel. You want to cause that shift in perspective. Keep that F in place or the other stuff happens. And again, internalize, utilize, and leverage the six most important words you'll ever learn. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you choose to respond in any given situation will determine your pathway and the trajectory. Use 4-letter words like love, life, hope, free, give, play, swim. And the 4-letter F your word is fun. You want to point your finger and tell your family and friends, F you, everybody. So where'd you get that? I said, I listen to Barry Shore, the joy of living. He wants to teach the world to F you. Capital N, capital N. Then you'll be able to remember some of the things we talked about here. Why are you here? What are you supposed to do now that you're here? And how you can make your journey the best possible one for you. Because the result will be you'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier. We guarantee it. Or your money back. And the genius of life is to use the two most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day from now and the rest of your life, consciously and conscientiously. And these words are, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and nurture kindness. To harmonize and nurture kindness. That's what barbecue love is all about. Harmonize and nurture kindness. So a blessing from Harry and Barry. Go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Harry, don't go away.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at barryshore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.